Jerry Jones Show coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It's Elf and Slater's show on a Friday, just a day or two before we head to Oxnard, California. Jerry Jones Show brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Dallas Cowboys, and Ford, official vehicles of the Dallas Cowboys. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing fine and getting this thing ready to go. We had an off day yesterday, so we'll have a probably a spirited padded practice in the afternoon and take advantage of the system and have a lot of good study time this morning and a good the equivalent of heavy walkthrough time this morning about 10:30.
Well, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, is in the news quite a bit these days, but the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, is as well. How's he doing as commissioner to you?
Oh, I think he's doing outstanding. When I look back at what we've done as a league over the last, certainly the last couple of years with the labor agreements, the television agreements that we've been able to put in place, you look at what his role has been in those matters as commissioner, but the reason he got the job, in my view, is he's got outstanding people skills, and he is a real, really top individual when it comes to understanding marketing, understanding the value of what we've got in the NFL. When he had all that up, he's a top executive.
How has his, I guess, tough guy commissioner approach helped the league?
Oh, well, I think, you know, the times we're in have a lot to do with what I'm fixing to say, and that is I think it's called for. We have really in our commissioner about as strong a position relative to his control as you can have anywhere. It's not like a chief executive officer with a board of directors, that type structure. We give the commissioner a lot of latitude and a lot of power. And we've done that through not only the ownership, because of the kinds of decisions that he has to make relative to all the teams, but we also give that to him, and when I say we, the game does, through the collective bargaining agreement. When you put all of that in one place, you've got to certainly have a qualified individual, but he gets to make some tough decisions that are beyond the scope of normal legal or normal structured governance.
You're listening to the Jerry Jones Show on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. You finally had your meeting with Dez Bryant. How did he respond to the sit-down?
Well, of course, I don't want to make a lot of his attitude or his response, because we know what counts are his actions. And I anticipated and knew that he would be certainly contrite and willing to do things to improve, both for his team, for his teammates, and certainly for his family. And he certainly were willing to do what was asked of him, and for him to consider, he was able to willing to go down those roads. You know, usually when you really see change, you see people that lose a lot of weight. I'll use that as analogy. Or you basically see people make a pretty dramatic change in their behavior in other areas. They usually change lifestyles, and you've got to address that. And Dez has been going in that direction, frankly, been making improvement in that direction, but he's got to step it up. And the urgency that his actions have created over the last few last month or so dictate that.
Jerry, some spirited comments about the Giants this week. Any concern they'll come back to, well, just kind of bite you in the ass?
Oh, no. I really can't imagine. We open against the world champions. They happen to be the Giants. Those comments were made as far as how we made our personnel decisions in the offseason. They included the Eagles as well as the Redskins in those reasons for making our offseason changes to match up better against our division opponents. But as far as directing our attention and directing our competitiveness toward the New York Giants, if you can't do that, you need to go home. They're the world champions. They're the first game we're going to be in front of the nation. I think it's very appropriate to have them in our eyesight.
Talk to me about those O-line struggles. Lots of injuries early on. Are you concerned? Is that why you're bringing in some of the other guys?
Yeah. We're working out four players this morning, or will be afternoon there in Dallas, but we're working those players out. But you're looking at where we've had our injuries in our depth, with the exception of Bernardo, and, of course, Livings, we hope, isn't out too long. But when I look at it, I am concerned about our depth because we've got two players in Kwoski and Nagy that we may not see for quite a few weeks. That bothers us, and that's why these players are in here. The guys that are up there probably in the lead positions right now, I expect them to be on the field absent another injury. But it looks like, you know, it never fails. You get in training camp, a position comes under the gun relative to injury, and it sometimes, not a lot of times, is a position that you have an ordinate injury at, and that's what's happened to us at guard center.
Talking to Jerry Jones, owner of your Dallas Cowboys, is Montre Holland actually in shape this time, Jerry? Have you heard anything about him?
Kind of preliminary. I'll tell you after the morning workout.
Okay.
Or the
Jerry,
afternoon workout.
One of the things that you talk about all the time is having depth, and you guys did a terrific job in free agency thus far in the offseason acquiring guys. And the backup quarterback is normally a luxury. And I was peeking at some of the backups in the NFL. I mean, it is not even close. Kyle Orton, by far, is the best backup. You got to feel great about that.
I do. And I know that when we won Super Bowls, we had some backup quarterbacks, Kozar, come in and win a couple of games for us. A backup quarterback, you need to look at him and say, is he capable of coming in and winning two or more ball games, in my mind? And Kyle Orton is certainly capable of that. He's looking really great at practice, gets the ball out crisp. You can just see he's a professional in every way, got the size to do it, got the arm to do it. I'm so pleased that we've got him. No one wants him in the game because we want Romo healthy, but that's not the real world. And when we do need him, I think we've got a great chance to win ball games with Kyle Orton.
And as much as the NFL seems to be a throwing league, you guys and the offensive line woes, the running game is so critical. I want your thoughts on – I thought the Lawrence Vickers signing was fantastic and what he's going to mean to this running game.
Yeah, it's an art. Some say it's a lost art. But Daryl Johnson was the template. I know I was on the competition committee, and when we made fullback a Pro Bowl position, not just back, but when we made fullback a Pro Bowl position, and it was because of his ability to go up in there with some power, but have the ability to get or block the most dangerous defender relative to the back that's coming behind him. Now that's hard. That's hard to do. You do have an assigned player to block on defense, but a lot of times there's somebody else in the way before you get there. And if you try to go get him, if the play's over, because the guy you passed up will make the tackle. Daryl was great at it. So is Vickers. I think he's one of the biggest improvements that we've made in the on the team in the offseason.
What positions do you in the front office find yourself still looking at and see a need to continue to look at those waiver wires?
Well, I think that we've got to continue to look at the interior. And I know we've pointed that this morning, but still, we've got to look at that. I think we've got it done in-house with Bernardo, Livings, what we did with some young players like Leary and hopefully Arkin and we've got to continue to look at that whole area. Costa is really a plus. He's had a real good OTA offseason, but he's really continued that here in training camp. So we're all feeling better about how Costa's playing. And it's as it should be. He's right at the time going into his third year when he should be able to show significant improvement and get more confidence in him. But what we need, because of Costa's size, we need some big guys on each side of him. You can get by with two big guys and one with a little less size or a little less arm length. And so we just need to get the right combination in there, because we need the bulk in that middle so that Romo's not thinking about getting those guys getting pushed back.
Again, talking with Jerry Jones, owner of your Dallas Cowboys. Jerry, what have you noticed just in terms of the offense, the change having Bill Callahan there as the coach?
Well, I think there's a pretty significant difference in some technique that he teaches his offensive linemen. I think there's also a significant difference in how you block a play. Just for our fans that are listening, it's not a given on how you basically line up and which player you block or who stays home and picks up stunts by the defense. That's not a given. That can change. Well, certainly Kyer is different than Hudson Houck. Hudson's a great football coach, but that's going to change. I'm interested in blocking schemes that allow the players to keep it pretty simple and not let people come free. Now, there's a difference in just sometimes not winning the battle, but totally letting the player come free. With Romo and his ability to react, if you let him see a player or give him enough time to briefly glimpse and see a player that's coming free, he'll get out of there and he'll still make a play. So we don't need the perfect block. We don't need the perfect wall. But candidly, we do need him. If they're going to come free a little bit, we do need him to come free to his right, not to his left, because that's his blind side. That's the left tackle. But it's certainly that way with Romo. Romo can beat a free defensive man coming free if he's looking to his right.
And, Jerry, the thing is the offense really wasn't a problem last year. I know the offensive line, you're working on that in the offseason. Hopefully you'll be ready to go. It was the defense last year. And playmakers are what you have to have on defense. We know the names, DeMarcus Ware, Sean Lee. How important is it for a guy like Anthony Spencer to step it up another notch this season?
Well, let me say this. What I thought that we missed as much as anything are turnovers. Now, I know that's a cliche, and I know that you can talk to people all day long in this business, and they'll say, that's the stat you look at to see if you can win the games other than the scores, turnovers. But because Rob Ryan does scheme and can put pressure on the quarterback, he has a confusing defense that gives the quarterback, opposing quarterback, a lot of challenges. To me, we need center fielders out there that can play the ball. We need corners that can go up and play the ball, catch the ball, intercept the ball, get the turnover. Because we're taking a little more risks on our defense. It can drive you crazy sometimes. But when we do get a chance, get some pressure, and then if we can get the turnover, that's what we've done. We've got bigger corners. We've got safeties that we think we haven't seen him on the field yet, but Johnson Poole is a ball hawk. He plays center field. He can go get the ball. So if he can make the team, he'll improve our chances of getting turnovers back there, because we're putting the pressure on him with Spencer. Spencer's very capable. I've seen him put as much pressure in practices as Ware. He's very capable of putting pressure. We've got to put him in situations where he can get pressure. We've got a couple of guys behind him, too, that can put some pressure on a quarterback.
We know of your Arkansas Razorback roots, and you know Felix Jones is your running back on this team. Have you been keeping an eye on the young kid Isaac Madison from Arkansas?
Yeah, he's really got some stuff about him. His size is a challenge for him, his height. But as far as corner, young corner, and his ability to play the position, feet, react to the ball. He's got something, and he's got a chance. Now, that's a position of strength for us right now, and I'm excited about Jenkins as well and his attitude. but Madison has had some good days out there, but it's just getting started. But he's not a throwaway at all.
Where is Mike Jenkins fitting into the plans in your eyes?
Well, I would dream, if you want to put my Christmas list on the
table. Let's do it right now. I want the whole Christmas list.
Let's list it, and I would see Mike inside some. Now, listen, this is straight off the top of my head, and it's not necessarily what we're working on, but I'd see him inside matching up because of his size, because of how physical he is. He's a big corner. He's thick. And he's really very, very, I'm going to say competitive. I could see him inside, Claiborne, Carr outside. And what happens is defenses get compromised because they can't match up against the bigger tight ends and sometimes even backs. Well, he's big enough to handle that. You don't see that in the NFL. Well, if you had them all three out there at the same time, had a Scandrick in there, rather than maybe a safety, you could really create matchup problems for the opposing offense.
Have you talked to Gene about this Christmas list?
Hey, Gene was ready to forego. You know, I stopped building our house in Dallas twice years ago so that we could sign Emmett and sign a couple of other players. This won't be the first time for us.
You know, technology has really kicked it up a notch, and I know you and Steven do the best that you can to keep up with technology. The Cowboys playbook has gone digital. Now your players have iPads. Your thoughts on that? And do you and Steven have one yet?
Well, I saw yesterday where a trading firm at Wall Street in New York lost about $450 million because of a computer glitch. And it just shows the frailty of depending on those computers. And so hopefully it's a good way to get information. It's a good way. I've always believed you need to write something down if you're trying to work on retention. But I love mine. I use it all the time, and it's a good way to get the information, get to it quickly. And yes, we're into it, and I think it's going to help our players do a better job of knowing where to go and what to do.
Have you learned to Skype yet?
Excuse me, I missed that. What?
Skype? Have you done the Skype yet, where you can actually see the people that you're talking to on the computer yet?
No, I haven't done that. Oh, I haven't at all. They can't follow you around on that damn thing, can they?
Well, Jerry, that, you know what? I can't answer that because I don't think I know that.
How has Jason Garrett evolved for you as the head coach? It seems like he's loosening up a little bit.
Well, of course, I don't have an issue with him. Not loose, if that's the way you want to characterize his demeanor. But having said that, Jason is doing just what you would have expected a guy of his mentality and frankly, his temperament. He's always been able to cover a lot of ground, and that's a good thing. I can't think of anyone that I had rather, at this juncture in the NFL, at this juncture of where we are as a team, moving, if you will, into a relatively new defense with Rob Ryan, certainly making adjustments as to how we practice some of the things we're dealing with in preseason. I can't think of anyone as pliable and ready to make the adjustments as Jason Garrett. This thing calls for you got a little baggage on you if you're rich in tradition and rich in this is the way it's always been done. I've been doing it for 20 years. We're going to do it this way. You've got some adjusting to do. Jason's not in that spot. He's putting his together. He's putting his the way he does it together, and this is a good time for him to be doing it. We're going to benefit from it as the Cowboys.
Jerry, the media party was at the Sky Bar last night. Was there any members of the media besides Hanson out of control?
Hanson is a memory. We've got some media that can make him look like yesterday, and we had a great time. And we had a lot of great Los Angeles media there, a lot of top executives of the networks that were there. some of the top local people that broadcasters were there, and then of course we had that contingent that I'm the proudest of from San Antonio and Dallas, and we had a good time. And I'll tell you, one of the real rewarding things about getting to be a part of the Cowboys is the way our media follow and participate in what we do when we come to California. And I know it's great for our fans, but it's a great thing for the Cowboys, too. I really appreciate them.
So, you know, Mike Ducey actually had to drive out there because there wasn't enough money in the budget for him to get to Cowboy camp. Did you slip him some money on the side so he can eat every day?
Well, you know, we've got a great lineage history in this country about the Dust Bowl days when they started off this way and drove out here. I'll never forget one other story real quick. Barry Switzer, one of the greatest stories he used to tell his team, he said, "Guys, I want you to picture me as the wagon master. And we're back in the east, way in the east, and we're trying to get to California. Some of you are going to get there. Some of you aren't. Some are going to be barned along the way. We're going to burn some of these wagons for firewood, float to Mississippi with some of the others. But whether you're on it or not, the train's going to get to California. That's the way this team is. You better be there. The train's going to be there."
Oh, that's
a great motivating story.
Jerry, listen, I know you guys are back at it today. We can't thank you enough. Look forward to it every Friday, of course, on the Elf and Slater Show. Have a great day, Jerry. Thanks a ton.
You have a good one, too.
Bye. All right. Jerry Jones Show brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Dallas Cowboys, and Ford, official vehicles of the Dallas Cowboys. Ford is the best in Texas. Time to nibble and nosh with our friend Josh next on The Fan.
Dallas Cowboys, NFL, football. 105.3 The Fan has breaking football news every hour with football.